With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. In the 1920s and 30s, many of the first Filipinos immigrating to the United States made their home in Watsonville. They're part of what's called the Manong Generation. KAZU's Janelle Salonga has more about the efforts to share their stories and how it led to a new Santa Cruz exhibit.
Joanne De Los Reyes Hilario still lives in Watsonville, in the house she was raised in. She says it wasn't a coincidence that her dad ended up here.
Their little town where he grew up until he, you know, came here was right on the water. There's a reason why they settled in Watsonville, not in Bakersfield or Inland or any of those other places.
Like many in the Manong generation, her dad worked the fields. So to her, the lineage of Watsonville Filipinos begins in the ground.
I remember my dad coming home and just smelling the fresh dirt, just the way he smelled in his flannel and the dust, like we came from dirt.
Now, De Los Reyes Hilario's family stories are part of a new exhibit at the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History that opened this month. It's called Sowing Seeds, an idea that grew out of calendars created by her childhood friend, Roy Recio.
I felt like the legacy of my parents' generation is just fading away without much fanfare.
When Recio's mom passed away, he was moved to compile Filipino family histories. Every month in each calendar features stories and photos from a different Watsonville family.
I wanted to do something to honor and dignify their generation of the Manongs coming to Watsonville from that era.
This early collection of stories seeded a digital archive of Filipino histories called Watsonville is in the Heart, and that was the basis for Sowing Seeds. The launch party at the museum felt a little like a family reunion. A dining table set with porcelain, framed family photos hanging on walls, childhood Maria Clara dress sleeves pinned up, and oral histories recorded for Watsonville is in the Heart.
I've had people come up to me and go, you know, I could feel that, I could see it, and you know, and my family's gone through the same thing too.
Dan Falerino shared some of his stories in the exhibit, and something else. His father's last crop of garlic that he harvested before he died. Somehow, Falerino managed to hang on to it for years.
Even though he worked out in the fields, he still had a garden at home because he was able to plant the things that he wanted to, and so he liked to plant garlic.
Their gardening practice was their way of taking back the narrative.
Christina Aysen Plank curated the exhibit. She's a PhD candidate at UC Santa Cruz. She says the title Sowing Seeds is a nod to the personal gardens many Filipino farm workers grew for themselves.
This garden that we've created is for us, and we are doing this for our community.
While the exhibit rests on over 4 years of archival work, Filipino Americans have recorded and preserved their own stories for decades. Before Roy Recio made the calendar that sparked all of this, he self-published a zine in 2000 chronicling some Watsonville history. And when he started collecting family stories, he christened his work the Tobera Project, after Fermin Tobera.
Tobera is the man who was killed in the 1930 anti-Filipino race riots. And therefore, I feel like I needed to commemorate his life, even though it was short.
Some of the worst anti-Filipino riots happened in Watsonville, a product of racial tensions caused by immigration restrictions and the Great Depression. They scarred the Manong generation. Former Watsonville Mayor Manuel Bersamin sits in Watsonville Plaza and recalls,
I used to come here in the 1980s, and you'd see older, retired Filipino males sitting on these benches. But I have to say, not one of them would talk about the Watsonville riots.
It was only in 2020 that the city apologized to its Filipino community. But the Sowing Seeds exhibit shows a window into a fuller history, where Filipinos thrived and built community in the midst of racism and prejudice. Joanne De Los Reyes Hilario, the Watsonville resident who still lives in her childhood home, becomes emotional remembering a recent conversation with her daughter about why the archival project matters.
This is a gift that I'm going to leave for you. This is going to be forever. Like, it's going to be there. Like, once I'm gone, if you miss my voice, you can go back and hear my voice. If there's anything that you can leave behind, it's the stories that you tell, and it's things like this.
Sowing Seeds is on display through August, while the Watsonville is in the Heart archive is available on the UC Santa Cruz website. And the family histories that made both possible will carry on long after. Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.